Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So we've been talking today about, or yesterday, about sound and how it helps us to explore and to understand the past.
Now there's a new exhibition at the National Museum of Taiwan History in Tainan. Now this is a very good museum, if you've never had the chance to go. They have a huge collection of historical items. I believe yesterday we learned it was 60,000.
60,000 things, okay. And now this new exhibition, it's called Sing a Song, Taiwan in Sound. So this isn't about looking at things. This is about listening to songs and other sounds from Taiwan's history.
It features songs from different eras of Taiwan, such as field songs from the 1920s and even some songs that were banned during the martial law period in Taiwan.
Exactly. Now, today we're going to look at music in society, particularly Taiwanese society, and talk about the relationship between those two things. Let's read through the article.
Reading.
The sound of history. Sometimes a pop song is just a catchy tune. In Taiwan, however, even popular music has often served to mirror society. It can show a country's struggles, victories, and hard times. The Splendid Voices section of the exhibition shows how the messages of Taiwanese pop songs have changed over the decades. This section features famous albums people of all ages can relate to. Take a listen and hear stars from the past sing the history of their homeland. Music isn't the only sound that helps shape society, however. In the Sounds of the Times section, visitors are treated to recordings of speeches from opposing forces within Taiwan's often violent past. There are also propaganda songs, and even recordings of fighter planes flying over the country during World War II. All help us hear what has happened in the past few decades. The exhibition is on now, and runs until November 27th. Go to Tainan to add your voice to the chorus of the country.
Today, the article begins by saying sometimes a pop song is just a catchy tune. A pop song is a song. Pop is short for popular. Mm-hmm. It just means a song that you're likely to hear on the radio and probably over and over and over again. If a song is catchy, this is an adjective, and it describes a tune or a song that is instantly appealing and very easy to remember. It kind of sticks in your brain.
Yes.
And you can't get it out of there. For example, I hear many people humming that catchy tune these days.
Yeah, so a lot of the Korean pop songs that you will hear, they have very catchy tunes, catchy melodies that kind of people are like, I know that song. Now, in Taiwan, however, even popular music has often served to mirror society. So, as well as entertaining people, even popular music is doing that, of course. That's its function, that's its main job, just to entertain. But it's also served to mirror society. We'll find out what that means here. First, we're going to look at the phrasal verb serve to. Okay, if something serves to do something, it's of a particular use, especially to satisfy a purpose or achieve a goal. For example, many children's stories serve to communicate important morals and lessons to young people. So yes, they entertain, but they also kind of tell people, you know, be brave, tell the truth, don't do this, do that sort of thing.
We also saw that these songs, these pop songs, they mirror society. Let's find out what they mean by mirror here. Here, mirror is used as a verb, and it is spelled M-I-R-R-O-R. This means to reflect something or to show how something is. Like when you look in the mirror at home, you see yourself.
Yep.
You see your reflection in the mirror. In this case, it's just showing how society is. So it's a song, but it's also talking about society and how people live, people's attitudes, all that stuff. For example, we could also say Jamie's poems always mirror how he was feeling when he wrote them.
Yeah, if he's happy, the poems are kind of happy. If he's in a bad mood, maybe the poems have got darker sort of imagery in it. Now, we're talking about mirroring society. Society is spelled S-O-C-I-E-T-Y, society. And it's used to mean all the people living together in a community. It can also be used to mean a particular group, like modern society or Taiwanese society, British society, and so on. Okay, we can also just use it to mean the whole, kind of everybody in the world, since we're now kind of a global society. And we could also say society has changed a great deal since the invention of the internet. Huge changes.
Exactly. Now let's find out how these songs are mirroring society, showing how Taiwanese society is, how it's changing. It also goes on to say in our article, it can show a country's struggles, victories, and hard times. So it can show a lot of different stuff, the hard times and the good times as well. Some of those good times would be the victories. Victory is spelled V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. That means the defeat of an enemy or an opponent. If you achieve victory, it means you've won.
Yes.
You've come out on top. Or it can mean some other kind of win or triumph over difficulties. For example, a man ran from Marathon to Athens to bring news of the army's victory to the citizens. This is where the word marathon actually comes
from. Because the distance he ran is now the distance we call the marathon running race, okay? So that's a military victory. You could have a political victory. You win an election. Or you just have like a small victory, like I finished all my work early today.
A personal victory.
That is a victory. Okay, so let's go back to talking about the museum and some of the exhibits, okay? For example, the article says, the Splendid Voices section of the exhibition shows how the messages of Taiwanese pop songs have changed over the decades. So what were people singing about? What were the themes of their songs? You know, was it love? Was it always love? Was it family? Was it life and daily life? And how has daily life changed? That's what we mean here. Now, this section is called Splendid Voices. And the word splendid means magnificent and impressive, really good, stuff that makes you go, oh, wow, that's great. For example, the young actress gave a splendid performance in her first movie.
We also saw the noun decade, D-E-C-A-D-E, decade. That's a period of 10 years.
Mm.
For example, I have been alive for almost 4 decades.
Yes, indeed.
Stop doing the math in your head right now.
You know how old I
yes.
am. My knees feel like they've been alive for maybe seven decades.
But
the rest of me is younger. Okay, so the section, this Splendid Voices section, features famous albums people of all ages can relate to. So songs that very famous singers have done and released, and everybody, children, adults, they can all relate to these albums and these songs. Because to relate to something means to be able to understand and accept something, often due to a shared experience. Like, yes, that's happened to me. Yes, I've felt like that. I've been there. For example, ever since James broke up with his girlfriend, he can really relate to a lot of sad love songs. You know, those words just, they make more sense. They have that kind of deeper feeling, like, yes, me too.
That's why a lot of those pop songs are so popular,
yeah.
I think, because, you know, everybody's been there.
Relate to being in love, losing a love, you know, a new love, that sort of thing.
Now, the article goes on to say, take a listen and hear stars from the past sing the history of their homeland. Ooh. When you're going to hear something or somebody invites you to hear something, they might say, take a listen. That's an invitation to listen in the same way that take a look means to look at something. So
yeah,
if you want to invite somebody, like you've got a new CD or some new MP3s you mm-hmm. just got, some new music, you want your friends to hear it, you can say, take a listen.
Yeah.
So you can give them your headphones and they can have a listen to it.
You could also say, take a bite. If you were offering someone some food, try this, take a bite.
If I ever shared food in my life, that's what I would say. But I don't, because that food is mine.
Okay. Now we're looking to say, take a listen to these songs and you'll get a sense of people's homeland. They're often singing about their homeland. I've noticed that mm-hmm. in a lot of older songs.
Yes.
People sing about their homeland. This doesn't happen a lot in the UK. I can't think of many songs in the last sort of 30 years in my lifetime that are about the UK or
not
about
usually.
England.
I don't think they would be as popular if...
But they probably were in wartime.
Exactly.
People would have sung those songs about how much they love their country in wartime. Now, we can also say country, we can say homeland, okay? Homeland means the country you were born in, or at least you spent most of your childhood in. You could have been born somewhere and left there when you were maybe 3 months old. That's not really your homeland if you've grown up somewhere else. Now, I might say, sometimes I miss the cooler summers of my homeland.
Yes, especially this past summer.
This past summer just got a little bit too hot, and every now and again I felt, you know, it would just be nice to have a little break from that and go to England and enjoy a summer where I could sit outside and it wouldn't be just sweating all the time.
To go outside without bursting into flames
would
be nice.
Too.
The article next says, music isn't the only sound that helps shape society, however. So, songs definitely reflect society. They can help shape the way people think. Mm-hmm. That just means that it can help change the way people think about certain issues. The article continues, in the Sounds of the Times section, visitors are treated to recordings of speeches from opposing forces within Taiwan's often violent past. Mm. Yes, of course, if you've studied the history of your homeland, you know all about this, the violent past of the country. Now, this section, Sounds of the Times, in this section, visitors are treated to recordings. To treat somebody to something, it means to provide something for someone. So visitors to this art museum are treated to guided tours of the works of the great masters. So that's what it means to treat somebody to something.
Yeah, and these speeches, they come from opposing sides. Here, opposing just means on different sides, usually of an argument, a fight, a war, a discussion, something like that. So we're listening to both sides, which is important when you're studying history, because you can't just listen to one side and get their opinions. You need both for a balance. We could also say for opposing, the opposing armies fought for 3 days.
We're describing the past as often being violent. Mm. Violent is an adjective, and it is spelled V-I-O-L-E-N-T, violent. This means involving the use of physical force to hurt, damage, and kill others.
I would not like a demonstration right now.
We'll forego the demonstration.
I think I understand.
I will not throw Pat through the camera to demonstrate violence. I'll just tell you about it.
Mm.
We could say the peaceful protest turned violent when people started throwing objects. Yes, sometimes even peaceful gatherings can, unfortunately, turn violent.
Okay, the article continues with more examples of what you can find in the museum, saying there are also propaganda songs and even recordings of fighter planes flying over the country during World War II. Now, this is an interesting concept, propaganda. Propaganda is information used to promote a particular view or a side, and it's often deliberately either biased, so really in favor of something, or it actually includes false information. And you can kind of see this during a lot of election campaigns, where we might say a lot of the facts one reads on the internet are actually propaganda. It's just somebody trying to give you a small section of something to convince you and get your opinion and get your support.
That's why it's important to read the opposing sides. We also saw the noun fighter plane. A fighter plane is a plane used only for fighting. So it's usually small enough for one or two people, so it can move quickly, plus some weapons. For example, the fighter planes shot at each other as they flew across the sky.
Okay, the article continues and says, all, meaning all of these, help us to hear what has happened in the past few decades.
The exhibition is on now and runs until November 27th, so you have until then to go and check it out.
Yep, to go to Tainan to add your voice to the chorus of the country. A chorus just means the voices of many people join together, often for a performance, but also when a lot of people are saying the same thing at once. For example, there was a chorus of approval when the boss announced everyone would be getting a pay raise. So everyone was going, oh yeah, that's fantastic, that's great.
Even me?
Yeah, even you, Joe.
Sweet.
So that's a chorus, okay? That is the end of this article, but don't go away just yet because it's now time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, do you think pop music today shows what life is really like in your country? Why or why not?
Like in the case of Justin Bieber, no, I don't think so. Pop music I'm from North America. I'm from Canada, so our pop music is very much influenced and mixed with American pop music. And, you know, it's 99.9% love songs.
Yeah, so the pop music may show what life is like if you're young and in love in your country, but maybe not what it's like day to day.
I do think maybe, say, like somebody like Beyonce. She does touch on real issues, like things like racism or things of that nature.
But of course, it's not just pop music. Yes. You say rock music and jazz and soul and blues and all those other genres of music maybe contain more of a message about life and what it's like to be that person and exist in society, maybe more than pop does, but pop can still tell you some stuff.
That's right. Well, we are out of time for the program today. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Pat. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The sound of history. Sometimes, a pop song is just a catchy tune. In Taiwan, however, even popular music has often served to mirror society. It can show a country's struggles, victories, and hard times. The Splendid Voices section of the exhibition shows how the messages of Taiwanese pop songs have changed over the decades. This section features famous albums people of all ages can relate to. Take a listen and hear stars from the past sing the history of their homeland. Music isn't the only sound that helps shape society, however. In the Sounds of the Times section, visitors are treated to recordings of speeches from opposing forces within Taiwan's often violent past. There are also propaganda songs, and even recordings of fighter planes flying over the country during World War II. All help us hear what has happened in the past few decades. The exhibition is on now and runs until November 27th. Go to Tainan to add your voice to the chorus of the country.
Vocabulary review.
Mirror. This is Danielle's favorite song because she thinks it mirrors what's going on in her life. Society. Ernest always does things his own way and isn't scared to challenge society's expectations. Victory. The team celebrated its victory by going out to dinner. Decade. It's hard to know where I'll be in a decade. After all, 10 years is a long time. Violent. The fight scene in the movie is very violent, so it's hard to